Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight for the nightly Shir and Joim in class. Tonight's Shir is dedicated to Leil Nishmas Sima Bas Harav Ben Zion, Neshama Shehab and Aliyah, and we show no besuras tovos, and the family should be comforted among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. We just heard some drastic news or terrible news coming out about the six hostages, which brings about some raw emotions for many of us. And the news stories that are coming out are just frankly unpleasant and very difficult to discuss. But what we can do is learn and learn for the remaining hostages that they should come home safely. And for those that unfortunately are no longer able to come home, at least we can have Kiburas Yisrael, which is that they will be buried properly in a Jewish cemetery. And we will honor their memories as the Shir Enjoyment has done from the onset of when we started Shir Enjoyment, dedicating our shiurim for those that are no longer with us and that their neshama should have an aliyah. So tonight's shiur is also dedicated to those six hostages that are not coming home. That being said, Rosh Chodesh Elul is tomorrow night. And we know that, you know, Re'eh, Parshas Re'eh, which we will discuss briefly in just a moment, always ushers in Rosh Chodesh Elul. If it's not Re'eh, then it's Parshas Shoftim. But this year, because it's a leap year, the week may be a little bit off by a slight amount, but nevertheless, Re'eh is Rosh Tevos, Re'eh Elul Higia, that, you know, be aware that in the Parsha of Re'eh, Elul Higia. So the Rosh Tevos Reish Aleph Hey, Re'eh Elul Aleph Higia Hey. It is also a Rosh Tevos Elul Rosh Hashanah, that the month of Elul is upon us, and the Aleph and the Reish and the Hey again, which spell out the Parsha Re'eh, signify to us that we are the onset of Rosh Hashanah. So much of the shiurim that we'll be giving the next few weeks will touch upon the Parsha, but also touch upon a theme or two about the Parsha. In fact, after this shiur, I'd like to try to put together something about the shofar, which is the essential element of Rosh Hashanah, and three observations about its significance. So please stay tuned for that. I'll be sending that out shortly over the Share and Join Me WhatsApp group. And for those not on the WhatsApp group, I'll be happy to share them with you offline if you wish. Please reach out to me and I'll be happy to share. Think that the way that the Kedushas Levi, the Baditchavar, the ushers in this Parsha is a very powerful way. He explains the word Lifnei in the Pasuk, the first Pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. That Re'eh is Lashon to see. It's Lashon Havana, to understand. It's Lashon Yira, which is to see things that you cannot understand, which draw you to a level of fear. Yira. There's three different levels of sight. There's sight unseen, as they say, but that sometimes makes someone a little bit more uncomfortable. They can see that there's a dark alleyway, but they have no idea what's behind that garbage pail. They don't know what's lurking there. So there are parts that we can see that evoke love when we see things like a family member coming toward us that draws us and makes us feel happy and comfortable. And then there are things that we see that, frankly speaking, bring out the yira in all of us. And one of the great examples of this is when we see a beautiful mountain. We see God's creations. We ask ourselves, my goodness, how long have these creations been present? And I have yet to see them. And now that I do see them, how many others have seen them before me? And how far back in time can we go? So there's a level of lack of understanding. And that comes also, that brings upon us a level of fear, because we realize how finite the years of man are. As we say, a person lives 70 years, but if a person's strong, he can make it to 80 years. And then afterwards, it's all a bounty extra from Hashem. In fact, you know, the lifespan of a human being, although we put them in years, is really, arichas yamim comes in many different forms. A person can live a short life and also have arichas yamim. Just to speak about my father for briefly, he didn't make it to the age of 80, but he had arichas yamim in the sense that he was able to do a lot, accomplish a lot. So I think that the term accomplishment is really another definition. I heard a very powerful because it's so powerful, on the message of Kavod HaSavicha V'Asimecha, that there was, unfortunately, this lady who was told by the doctor that she has a very aggressive loa leinu yenamachla, starts with a big C. And so the doctor said that you only have 2 months to live. And she said, absolutely not. And the doctor said, what are you talking about? She said, I have a father to take care of. And God gave me this responsibility. So long as I have my father with me in this world, so long as I'm able to honor him and take care of him, there's nothing that's going to happen to me. And in fact, her father lived another 5 years. She lived another 5 years. And 2 weeks after he was nifter, that's when she passed away. So I forget who said over the story in the name of whom. It's my neighbor who said over in the name of a big rub. But I think that the concept over here is kaved es avicha ves imecha, leman yarichun yomecha, that honor your parents. Honor, you know, your even if you don't have parents, you have grandparents. If you don't have grandparents or grandparents, then honor those. Honor your husband, honor your spouse, honor your wife. And when you do that, that brings you with a certain level of responsibility. And with that level of responsibility comes tremendous, tremendous power. So this is what elongated this person's life. They had a mission. They had to accomplish something. They set themselves up for the task. Sometimes it's about writing a book. Sometimes it's about finishing, learning a certain sefer. Sometimes it's about starting something and seeing it through to completion. There's so much more for us to accomplish in life. Let's set goals for ourselves this coming year. And by doing so, let's stretch out our years to the maximum. The next word is anochi. Anochi means, as the Gemara in Shabbos brings down, ananashi kasivas yahavis. I, Hashem, wrote this Torah and delivered it to you, Klal Yisrael, for your benefit. So now that you have this Torah, what are you doing with it? And that is a tafkid for all of us. This is a changing part of the year where we are in the last day, so to speak, of before we enter in the last month of the year. And so now it's time of reckoning. What have we done? And if we haven't done enough, then next year, God willing, we set ourselves goals for accomplishing additional learning. If we learn for 5 minutes, hopefully we can learn for 10. If you learn for 10, maybe we could stretch it to 15, and so on and so forth. I don't ever push people to do too much, because tafasta merubah lo tafasta. If you try to accomplish too much too fast, it's not going to stick. So if you do a little bit incrementally at a time, those are the things that do hold. The next word is nosein. The word nosein is kilek aktov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. Hashem gave us this Torah. Now what do we do with it? Are we going to forsake it, or are we going to make it part of our daily lives? And the question is, you know, I work, you know, we all do. We interact with the secular environment. And the question is, how do we take the Torah learning that we are studying and deploy it? And I'll just give you one example of something that I took. There was a meeting recently, and, you know, a very senior person asked the question, and I knew the answer. I was going to share the answer. It may not have been the right answer, but I had an answer to share. And then I realized that one of my supervisors was interested and about to say something. So I let my supervisor say whatever was needed to be said. And then afterwards, I said, if it's all right, I'll add a few words. Where did I learn this from? I learned this from a pasuk that says, "Vayomer Lavan b'Suel," that when Eliezer was interacting with Lavan and Besuel in search of a bride for the son of Avram, Yitzhak Avinu, right, in Parshas Chayesara, it says that Lavan jumped ahead of his father. Vayomer Lavan b'Suel. B'Suel was his father, and Lavan answered first. So I learned that, you know, in terms of seniority, I'm not the senior most person in the room, so let the seniors speak to seniors, and afterwards, I'll jump in. Seniors meaning those who are of a higher rank, not in age, but in those who are more knowledgeable, let them speak first. And as Rashi says on this pasuk, a rasha kafatz barosh, very powerful words, that an evil person jumps ahead, as if, like, you know, you have the most important thing to say. No, you can hold on to your words, you know, think about them first, let them come out, as they say, mano lashon, let them come out softly in a nice way. And the best way to do that is sometimes to pause, let someone else speak ahead of you that may have, and if it comes to a parent and a child, and someone's asking a parent a question, you surely let your parents speak first, and you give your parents deference, give them honor, respect. If it's involving a Rebbe is being asked a question, and you know the answer, you surely keep quiet. You let the Rebbe give the answer. And if the and if that answer is good in your eyes, then hopefully there's not much else to say. But if there's something you wish to say, always ask permission if it's all right to say something in addition. So this is how we incorporate the learning that we take into a secular environment and how we teach other people what we can accomplish through our learning and how it relates to our personal successes. The next word in the first pasuk is the word lifnei. This is really where the Kedushas Levi, drives home the message. And that is, I know we're short on time, so I'll just try to make it quick. The question is, Hashem is looking at us, Hashem is looking at us in the beginning of the year until this very time, and we're at the tail end of the year, 5784, the longest, largest calendar in the world, 1,000 years longer than the Chinese calendar. I guess the joke is, how do we live without Chinese food for 1,000 years? But I digress. The question is, what if Hashem is looking at us, are we prepared to look at Hashem? And the mashal nimshal in that case is a person goes to a kiddush and he's enjoying the chalent, and the chalent, he wasn't looking or paying attention, and it went all over his suit. So his friend calls him and says, "Hey, Maishi, what's going on? How you been? How was your week?" He doesn't want to talk to him. Why? Because his suit is all dirty now. He doesn't want to show Maishi that he doesn't know how to keep himself clean. So he's meluchlach. He's dirty in a sense. He's dirty for mitzvos. Yeah, he's dirty for mitzvos. I'm sorry. The other way. I mean, let me take that back. He's dirty from averos. He's dirty from things that are making his dress meluchlach dirty and soiled. So he's embarrassed. So that's the same mashal nimshal. We have sometimes things that were not done in the proper format and not done in the proper thought process. And these forms of conduct make us feel that our suit that we wear is not really clean enough to present ourselves to Hashem. So whereas Hashem is looking at us, the question is, how ready are we to turn to Hashem? And sometimes it means, "Hey Hashem, look, I made all of these things, a day of reckoning." And as we say, "Ashamnu, bagadnu," we say all those things to, we are remorseful. We come full circle. We demonstrate that, yes, we weren't in the right state of mind and we had shortcomings. And that is the reason why. But despite this, we know Hashem loves us. So we come even when we are not fully clean. And so that's the tafkid of the pasuk that the Kedushas Levi brings down. Lifnei is lashon panoi, lashon to turn. Are we ready to turn to Hashem? Hashem is looking for us. He's looking at us, but right now our backs are to Hashem. But as we get closer, we have to get more and more comfortable with the idea that we will have to eventually turn to Hashem. Lashon panoi, lifnei. And then we say, we close out with Re'anochi nosen lifnechem hayom. Hayom aras olam, hayom ya'amod ba'mishpat. The word hayom refers to every day that we should look at it as though it is our last, and though we are trying to maximize the potential that is inherent within each of us. And so every day, so to speak, is a Rosh Hashanah in terms of how can we accomplish more than we accomplished yesterday. Never put off for tomorrow what you can't do for today. Keep pushing harder and keep moving forward. The words bracha, the Vilna Gaon brings down, is kefa lashon, double lashon. The bays is a letter two, is twice as great as aleph one. The second letter in bracha is resh, it's 200, which is twice as great as the kuf 100. The chaf is 20. All mnemonic of twos is twice as great as yud, which is 10. And the hey comes from Hashem, that the bracha that Hashem gives each of us, and Hashem knows what to give each of us, is really coming from Hashem. And it's our responsibility to recognize that that is the source of our blessing. They once asked the Chafetz Chaim, "What is the source of blessing? Where can I find eternal blessing?" And he asked the person, "Do you keep Shabbos?" And the guy was blown away. He says, "What do you mean? Of course I keep Shabbos." And he answered, "Kihi makor habracha." That is the root source of all blessing. Keeping Shabbos is what we say during Lecha Dodi. It's what we say on Friday night. Kihi mekar habracha. That is the source, the root of all blessing. So maybe we have to keep Shabbos a little more stringently, or just remember that that keeping of the Shabbos is what sustains us and what provides us with bracha. The word klala is interesting because it means kal, It means someone who takes light, as we said, Parshas Ekev, someone who is dash ba'akav, that he pushes aside those mitzvos with his feet, as if to say, I only care about the ones that are really stringent, but the ones that are very light, such as making a bracha rishona achrona over food, or saying Sfirasa Omer, or saying other minor mitzvos that we look at, but rather we should look at all the mitzvos as something, you know, integral to our general performance. And the word kalala means someone who makes kal of certain responsibilities. So we shouldn't make kal of those responsibilities. With that, I wanted to wish everyone a week filled with bracha v'atzlacha, and to remember that Monday night we usher in Rosh Chodesh Elul. If you didn't say the bracha, the Yehi Ratzon on Shabbos, make sure you say it tomorrow morning. And so we're well prepared. And Neshama Shav and Leah. And again, tonight's share is dedicated as a Ilu Nishmas to Rebbetzin Sima, Bas Harav Ben Zion, together with the passages. And we shall only have a Surah Tovas from Eretz Yisrael.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Yashakoach.